The news that she was pregnant with her second child was a surprise for Angela Hartford, and, at least initially, it wasn't a welcome surprise. With a young son at home, she was managing her own cerebral palsy and, at the same time, was being treated for cancer. She felt overwhelmed, and she felt alone.
I was raised in state care, so I didn't have a mom, a sister, or anyone I could go to. And I just had to get help because I didn't know which way to go. I was very, very scared.
Soon, however, Angela found help, and a lot more, through the Birthing Project. The group is part of a national nonprofit that addresses the disturbingly high rate of infant mortality among women of color. African American babies, statistically, are more than twice as likely to die before their first birthdays as other infants in the United States. And the mother's health and prenatal care are big factors behind that stat. In response, the Birthing Project connects Black women in need with support to have a healthy pregnancy and make sure their newborns have every chance to thrive. An important way the Birthing Project does this is through Sister Friends, the group's name for women who volunteer to guide and nurture expectant mothers, or, as they're called in the program, little sisters. For Angela, that sister friend is Brichelle Dawson.
All of my doctor's appointments, she made sure I got there, my prenatal care. She showed me how to get insurance. She showed me to eat healthy, fresh fruits instead of going to McDonald's, to cook a home good meal. Me and Brichelle, we talk, we text, we Facebook. We have our arguments like a real sister. We even delete each other on Facebook. At the end of the day, she's my sister.
Diana Allen Robb, who runs the Birthing Project's New Orleans chapter, says a sister friend is
somebody that they can talk to, somebody who's going to love them like a sister would, or a friend who's going to direct them toward services. And you have some moms who need a lot more support than that, that they really do need somebody who can help connect them to resources like transportation, help make sure that they're going to their prenatal care appointments, help them to understand how important getting the health care services in the, particularly in the first trimester of pregnancy and throughout the pregnancy, are really important.
Expectant mothers might find the Birthing Project through referrals from healthcare providers or maybe even their friends, while the Birthing Project offers training for local women who want to become sister friends.
Communities know how to take care of themselves when they're given the resources and the support to do so. So what could be a radical idea of women actually taking care of women is actually a very natural idea.
And the natural result of this caring relationship? Healthy newborns. Like Angela's daughter, now 2 years old.
My baby came here 7 pounds, 14 ounces, 19 inches long. She was up against a lot, but she's smart. She's like her mama. She's one of a kind.
Learn more about the Birthing Project at WWNO.org. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.